Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 351, A Great Light. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. Let those words settle for a moment. Because Isaiah does not begin with the light, he begins with the darkness. He names it, slowly, honestly, without softening what was real. There was a people walking in darkness, not passing through the dark, walking in it, with routine inside it, with habit inside it. That was the ground beneath their feet. And maybe that is where you are today. Maybe you woke up carrying a weight you can't quite put into words. Maybe there is an area of your life you can barely look at anymore. It feels too dark, too deep, too far gone. Scripture does not ignore that. It speaks directly into it. Isaiah does not say, "It's not that bad." Isaiah says, "I know where you are." But then, and watch how the prophet does this, he shifts the tense. Have seen a great light. Past tense. The prophet is speaking of something that has not happened yet, but he announces it as though it already has. Because the certainty is so complete, it is already a finished fact. Isaiah writes centuries before Christ, and he declares the coming of Jesus the way an eyewitness would. The Word of God does not speculate, it proclaims. And Matthew, when he describes Jesus arriving in Galilee and beginning his ministry, quotes this very verse, because the great light is not a beautiful metaphor. It is not a feeling. It is not a philosophical idea about hope. The great light has a name. It has a face. It is a person. Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Now pay attention to where the light appears. It does not appear after the people found their way out of the darkness. It does not appear once they got themselves together. It appears there on those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, in the deepest place, in the most hopeless corner. Shadow of death, that phrase holds everything the human heart knows about despair at its limit. And it is exactly there that the light shines. Christ does not wait for you to find your way to the brightness. He comes to you. He enters your dark. And when he enters, nothing stays the same. Those who walk, the word carries the sense of routine, of ordinary days. Now they see. The presence of Christ does not just reorganize the crisis moments. It reorients all of life. Every morning, every decision, every area that felt like a dead end. He does not merely light the path. He transforms those who walk in that light. So today, before breakfast, do this one thing. Light a candle or turn on a lamp. Look at it for a moment and out loud. Not just in your thoughts, out loud. Tell Jesus one area of your life that still feels dark. And ask him to enter there today. It is simple. It is real. And it is exactly the kind of prayer he answers. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.